a special celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? All right, kids, you ready to meet your new classmate?
Yeah!
He is an Emmy Award-winning talk show host who attended Glen Burnie Elementary. Please welcome Montel Williams.
You're a brave man.
You're not kidding, I'm a brave man.
So tell everybody, you're playing for charity today. Tell everybody who you're playing
I'm
for.
I'm playing for the Montel Williams MS Foundation, but I'm also playing for the USO and our wounded soldiers. So I'm trying to raise money for them.
Yeah. That's awesome. I know it's been a few years since you've been in the fifth grade, so I've got some help for you. Let me introduce your new classmates. We have got TJ, Madison, and Antonio. All right, Montel, select one of them. Let's get started.
I'm going Antonio to start.
Antonio, come on up here.
Come on, everybody. We got to do this.
All right, everybody, let's find out, is Montel Williams smarter than a fifth grader?
I'm getting some love here, though, you know? I've got support.
You got support. You got love in the house.
I got love in the house.
Okay, go ahead and pick your first subject.
Animal science.
Animal science it is. First question of the day, it's worth $500. Here's the question. What species of eagle is the national bird of the United States?
This bird of prey is known for its white head, brown body, and hooked yellow beak.
Okay, Antonio has locked in his answer. Now, for somebody that has served in the armed forces for 22 years, this is going to cause a riot if you don't get this right.
Absolutely, but I got to do a little trivia question, trivia piece under this. Do you know that the bald eagle, which is the answer that I'm going to lock in, I'll call the bald eagle, was not originally going to be picked as the U.S. The national bird. Do you guys know that?
I think I've got an idea.
And
what
you know
it
what was. Bird was going to be picked? They wanted to pick. Do you know which bird it was?
You know.
Turkey?
You hit it right on the head.
Yeah.
It was a turkey.
Antonio!
But I'm gonna lock in bald eagle.
Bald eagle. Actually, he's not bald, that's a wig, but it's a good wig. Kind of interesting that the first question would have been about something bald, isn't
know.
It? But it's absolutely the bald eagle. You're right, you got $500. Good. Seven subjects remain. Pick your next one.
Let's go second grade geography.
Second grade world geography. It's worth $1,000. Here it is. What ocean borders both the United States and Japan? What ocean borders both the United States and Japan? Antonio has locked in his answer.
And I'm going to tell you, it's the largest of the oceans that there are. So I'm going to say the Pacific Ocean and lock it in.
The Pacific Ocean. Well, you are absolutely right. It is the Pacific Ocean. Another $1,000. Okay, you got $1,500. Let's add to it.
Let's go third grade social studies. I'm going to
third grade social
right
up the left hand
side. Let's rock this.
Okay, get it right, you'll have $5,000. Here's the question, Montel. True or false? By law, each member in the U.S. House of Representatives must represent a district with exactly the same population. True or false? By law, each member in the U.S. House of Representatives must represent a district with exactly the same population. Antonio has locked in his answer. What do we know about the U.S. House of Representatives?
Let me see here. There's 435 of them. I don't think that they'd have to represent the exact same population size of each district, but it wouldn't work out correctly. So I'm just going to say that has to be false. I think I want to lock that answer in.
Would it make you feel better if I told you Antonio agrees with you?
It makes me feel really good.
There are 435.
35, see, okay, all right, I got that right.
Representatives. But they districts do not have to have exactly the same population. Therefore, the correct answer is false, and you are right. We are on our way to a quarter of a million. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to a celebrity edition of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Our student today is Montel Williams.
Oh.
Doing a good job. You're 3 for 3. You got $5,000.
That's going to have some great backup. Yeah.
Now, I know you went to the Naval Academy.
Go Navy. Well, I'm kind of an oddball in the service. I started off enlisted in the Marine Corps, and then I went through the Naval Academy prep school, and then I got selected to go to the Naval Academy itself in Annapolis. I graduated, making me the first African-American Marine to go through the Naval Academy prep school and the Naval Academy to graduate.
Wow. I want you to win some big money for charity today. You're doing great. You got $5,000. Antonio had to return to the classroom.
TJ,
come on up here.
The same Madison for the end, all right?
TJ, thank you, my friend. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, we're
TJ, you got half the Montel going on here.
I wish I could grow a little bit like that.
I know, but it looks great on him. And let me tell you something, the girls like it, we have discovered.
Yeah.
It's not important now, but trust me, the day is coming. We've got 5 subjects on the board. What would you like?
Let's go ahead and take 4th grade cultural studies and get it out of the way.
Let's get that whole side out of the way.
Let's get this whole side out of the way.
Montel, here's the question. In the 1820s, what Native American invented a written language for his tribe, the Cherokee? In the 1820s, what Native American invented a written language for his tribe, the Cherokee? Okay, TJ's locked in his answer.
Wow. So I have a couple cheats, do I not?
You do have a couple of cheats.
TJ, it's a good thing I brought you up here, buddy. I think I'm going to peek at TJ's answer.
You
I'm going to peek. So there you go. Got it.
Is that easy?
It's that easy.
Okay, take a look at the board. Your 5th grade classmate, TJ, said he thinks the answer is Sitting Bull.
Wow.
Does that feel right?
You know, I'm gonna tell you, for some reason, it does feel right. It feels right because it's the only Cherokee name I can think of. I'm gonna lock in TJ's answer and go with Sitting Bull.
Sitting Bull. Sitting Bull. You know, his girlfriend's name was Standing Cow. Not really, I just made that up. Sitting Bull was a Native American. Unfortunately, he was not a Cherokee. He was a Sioux. The correct answer is Sequoia.
Sequoia. Well, we'll get it back. We'll get it back.
We still have $12,500 on the board. We can still turn that into $125,000.
All right.
Where to?
First grade music.
First grade music. Start right at the bottom, okay? For $500. The first grade music question is this. True or false, the tambourine is a member of the percussion family. True or false, the tambourine is a member of the percussion family. TJ has locked in his answer.
Because it is a strike instrument, I think it's got to be true. So I'm going to lock in true as my answer.
True. You think it's true that it is a member of the percussion family? You are absolutely right, Montel. It is true. We're back on the winning side of the board. Can Montel Williams turn this into $125,000? We're going to find out in just a minute. Welcome back to All You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader. It's a celebrity edition. We got Montel Williams with us. You're 4 out of 5. You just missed one at the wrong time there.
I'm telling you.
3 subjects remain. Let's add to that $500. Where should we go next?
I'm going to go measurements. Let's build it right up.
You like just working your way up.
I'm going to work my way up, get it to the top.
Very orderly.
Nail it.
The second grade question is this. A sundial primarily measures which of the following? Time, heat, or height? A sundial primarily measures which of the following? Time, heat, or height? TJ has locked in his answer.
Now, this one I know. Sundials do it. Measures time, so I'm going to lock in.
Time.
Time. You ever seen a sundial?
Yes, I have.
They're pretty cool, aren't they?
Yeah, my friend did one for science fair.
Oh, did it actually work?
I don't think so, but no. I know.
Now he says he knows it.
There
and
you
he
go.
Said time. Gentlemen, you are both absolutely right. It is time. There you go. TJ, you now need to return to your desk. Madison, you are up here. Soon. Okay, we're down to the final two.
Madison, geography. Third grade U.S. geography.
Third grade U.S. geography it is. Get it right, you'll have $5,000. Here's the question. The name of what U.S. state capital city literally means red stick in French? All right, Madison has locked in her answer.
The name of what U.S. state capital city literally means red stick in French. I'm going through every capital right now in my head, and there's only one that I can come up with that even sounds remotely French, and I don't want to get it wrong.
What are you thinking?
See, I'm thinking, okay, if I go Des Moines, no. Red stick. Oh, wait a minute. I know exactly which one it is. I want to lock in the capital city of Louisiana, Baton Rouge. Think about it. Red stick.
Baton Rouge is absolutely right. You got the money. And we still got a shot at $125,000. We'll be right back. Montel Williams is with us. You've done a lot of things in this business. Have you ever done anything that makes you any more nervous than this?
I'm more nervous right now than I've been in anything I've done in my whole career, because it's very funny. Like, this is the one I'm going to do the worst in. Fourth grade math.
Oh, you're scared of this? Math's not your
Yeah, wait, and I did differential equations in college.
Yeah.
But fourth grade math?
I did that with my daughters. I took calculus at Georgia Tech, and they're in the fifth grade going, Dad, can you help me with my math? And I'm like, you're on your own. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. All right, well, we got to go for it.
You get it right, you'll have $12,500. The fourth grade math question is, to express the number 2,850 in scientific notation, you would write 2.85 times 10 to what power? Okay, Madison has locked in her answer. You're laughing. Is it a good laugh or a bad laugh?
It's a bad laugh because I'm stuck between the choice of two answers, and I got to think this through myself.
Okay.
Because, okay, again, the power of 10. Right now, it's 10 to the first power as it sits there.
Okay.
So if it was 10 to the second power, it would be 285. 10 to the third power, it would be 2,850. 10 times 10. So that's what I have to do. That would be 2,800. I'll go to the, I'm going to have to lock in. 10 to the third. I'll lock in.
You're down to the last question. You had a copy. You didn't use it. Take a look at the board. If you'd used your copy, you would have seen that Madison said 10 to the second power. You want to double check your math?
10 times 10. 10 to the, is 100.
Ooh. Now, Antonio is grinning. Let's take a look at the board. Let's see what Antonio said. Third power. Montel, I will tell you this. The correct answer is either what Madison said or what Antonio said. Montel, I'm sorry, but I am going to have to give you another $7,500. You're right. There it is. got a little business to discuss with Mr. Williams. I got one subject left up there. It's the fifth grade bonus question. The fifth grade bonus question multiplies your winnings by 10. 12,500 could become $125,000. Let's do this.
What is it, a category?
Let me show you the subject. Today's fifth grade bonus question subject worth $125,000 is this. Fifth grade U.S. history.
Now, wait. Now, can I tell you something about what I did before coming in?
Sure.
I rolled out and got myself a fifth grade curriculum book. I did. And then I got these flashcards. And you know the last flashcard I looked at before I walked in the door here was a U.S. history flashcard.
You know what
And I've got my head right now filled with so much trivia.
Well, you've got over $2,500. So if you go for it and miss it, I won't let you leave empty-handed. I'll give you $2,500. Now, that you would, in effect, be giving back $10,000.
I'm going to go for it. Let's go. Yeah. I'm going to lock it in. Fifth grade U.S. history. Oh, there's some tough ones in here, but let's go. Let's do it. Come on.
The fifth grade U.S. history question worth $125,000 is this. What American-born inventor patented the geodesic dome in 1954?
Yikes. What do you guys think? You have it? You think you know it? See how you go? Oh, I need to go back to fifth grade class. I don't know why I would say Sherwood. 50s inventor. I'm gonna say last name Sherwood. That's Sherwood, right? Comes up in my mind.
Sure would be good if that was right.
Sure would be good if it was right.
The correct answer is Buckminster Fuller.
Sorry, that's...
But
hey,
you're a good player.
It's okay.
You're a good player.
Okay. It's okay.
You still got $2,500.
And
we're
going to
do
cause.
Something nice for the guys up there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, our soldiers. And thank you for what you do.
Oh, yes, sir. No, for
you
sure.
Did about me. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And I know you're quite accomplished. I mean, the Naval Academy and everything, but I'm going to enjoy hearing you
I've
say this.
I've got to say it. But you know what? Now, can I do this? Before I say that, maybe fifth graders that are watching could just write a letter to a couple of troops back at Bethesda or Walter Reed. Send them a letter. Just say thanks.
There you go. Thank you for what
you
do.
Sure.
Cool. Thank you.
You guys do that? And then I definitely will say it. Hi, I'm Otto Williams, and I'm definitely not smarter than a fifth grader.
We'll see everybody. Take care. God bless.